I want to add to Rihanna this morning, and I want to say there is one place where we are not just safe, but where we can and will and must raise his name. So this morning, everything is flowing into the word that I'm going to share with you. And my word is going to be around the scripture in Acts 4, verse 32 to 37. And I'm going to leave the screen there for a reason. But before we start with that, I first want to do the following. And if we serve a living God, nothing is always as we seem it to be. So sometimes we've got a sermon worked out and God says, "Now you're going to do something differently this morning." So we're going to do something differently. I want to ask each one of you this morning, and if I could look you in the eye, I would have done that. If I could have stand still at each one of you, our friends from Australia, the whole family, if I could stand still and look you in the eye this morning, if you can say Jesus, say it with me. Jesus. 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 If you struggle this morning, just say it again. Jesus. Jesus. You are the only one. Jesus. Let's say it again. Jesus. He's the name above all names. There's no other name that has power than the name of Jesus. And in him and through him, all things exist. And this morning we're going to look at a scripture that is all about giving, but basically about Jesus. Sounds odd, sounds funny, but I'm going to start with that first part in saying if I look at diversity creates oneness, it is a strange, bold statement. So I had the privilege of meeting my wife 30 years ago, and I must be honest, I believe that the person she fell in love with 30 years ago looked a little bit different than the guy standing here now. I was a GQ model in those days. No, not at all. But my model was different, huh? But in diversity, in our differences, we are all sitting here today. But we're different. Some of us are tall. Some of us are short. Some of us are more visible, if I can put it that way. And that is me 30 years versus now. And some of our elders had an interesting week. I'm not going to delve into that. So Werner said they are treading deep steps into the ground. So read into that what you want to read into that. But we're different. Culturally, we're different. We're different in color. We're different in ethnicity. But ultimately, we are created by God in that difference. And that makes us one. So I'm going to go into this scripture this morning. And before we go over to that scripture, I will move there. But I want to come this morning, and I want to make a bold statement that we are gathered here today together not to inspire or motivate each other, because I truly believe inspiration and motivation is, and to a certain extent, short-lived if it's born out of the flesh. So if we're here to motivate each other, I truly believe the Springboks was on a high yesterday evening. But this morning, they would probably feel a little bit deflated because of the energy levels that they expended yesterday evening and all the action that they were involved with. But I'm talking this morning about a oneness and an energy level that we have within God our Father through Jesus Christ that will never be depleted. It cannot stop. The only way that that can stop is when we close the door of the flow. When we are not bought out and say, God, I am totally, totally dependent on you. I don't know what's going on, but God, I want to stand in front of you and I want to declare my dependency on you. So in our diversity, there's one scripture that comes to mind. Is Psalm 133 verse 1. You can write it down. I'm going to do a little bit of gospel aerobics here and there. And I want to encourage you, bring your small Bibles to church. Pick that. No joke. But bring your Bible. Bring your Bible to church. But in Psalm 133 verse 1, this says, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren and brothers to dwell together in unity. So I specifically said, let's utter the name of Jesus aloud. Why? Because we are in unity. If you are born again and if you are sitting here and you have given your life to Christ and to Jesus Christ, you are part of a family. We are part of a church. And each one of us are declared the church of God. And in that there is unity. And in that is the opportunity for us to dwell together as brethren. And if we go and look at Acts, and Acts specifically, we go and look and we were pondering or we are lingering. I don't know if that would be the right word, Grant, but we are most definitely working with the Holy Spirit through Acts. And we are gradually going through that. But the lovely part of it is if God will not let us be in a specific scripture if he doesn't unlock it more and more and more for us. So I want to urge you guys, don't just see it as, oh, we're still in Acts 4 or we're still in Acts 5. Ask God to open his word in new dimensions to you because he wants to do that. So if I go and look and I go and look at the church and I go and look at what we look at Acts, we see that the body is one and we are called one body within Acts. And God will provide in accordance to his will and grace to each one of us. He will provide for us. He will give to us what we need. If we go and look at Romans 15 verse 5 says, now the God of all endurance and all encouragement gives to you to be a like-minded one towards another, according to Christ Jesus. So in Christ Jesus, we are one. In Christ Jesus, the differences become irrelevant. In Christ Jesus, we are not just one body, but we are functioning as one in oneness. And now we're going to go to the scripture that I want to read. And let's go to that scripture. I will go there. Don't worry. I will go there. Acts 4, verse 32 to 37. At that time, the entire group of believers was united in heart and in mind, with no one claiming personal ownership of any possessions, but instead sharing everything collectively. The apostles testified powerfully to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and abundance grace was evident among them all. Abundance grace was evident among them all. There were no individuals in need among them, as those who owned land or houses sold them, bringing the proceeds to the apostles, who then distributed the funds to each person according to their needs. Then, verse 36, Joseph, also known as Barabbas, meaning son of encouragement, a Levite from Cyprus, sold a field he owned, brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. So we're going to look at this specific scripture. And if I take us back to the first verse in that scripture, verse 32, at the time, the entire group of believers was united in heart and mind. In one heart and mind. They were connected to each other. The believers were connected. And in their connection, there was oneness amongst them. And if we go to the specific part, and I want to take you just back quickly. I want to just take you back to our start and our journey in Acts. And if I look at that first scripture and we look at the fact that a group of believers, and if we go and look at the new church in Acts, the apostles were chosen and they were 11 plus one. One guy lost his title, Judas, but one was added, Matthias. And they were a group of 120. And that's in the first portion of Acts. We see that happen. And then the Holy Spirit is poured out upon the apostles. And in the upper room, the Holy Spirit comes upon them. And to their numbers were added 3,000. And then the lovely part is, if we just go a little bit further in Acts, then we see another thing happen, and we see Peter and John walk through the beautiful gate, and they see a lame man, and Werner, you can remember your Bible was flying everywhere on that particular morning. But gold and silver I have not. But I come in the name of Jesus and I say, okay, gaan ek jou weer gryp. Okay. Yes, ek sukkel 'n bietjie hierdie keer. Nee, ek pak hom grap. Just joking. No. Thank you. Respectfully. You know what? And that's also lekker. Because we can even have joy amongst brothers. But if I can go back to that example. And in that moment, the lame man was healed. And the second sermon Peter does, 5,000 come to forgiveness and repentance and accept Jesus. And they said, and the greater number was around about 10,000. And then we get to in this scripture and we read that first part and the entire group, us all included, we were of one mind. If we are of one mind this morning, church, each one of us, then the second verse, verse 33, comes into play. And in verse 33, it says, and the apostles testified powerfully to the resurrection of the Lord. Then Rihanna can stand up in front of 8,000 people and glorify Jesus' name. And healing can take place. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter what circumstances are in front of you. God says, our differences doesn't make a difference for him. Because in him we are one. In him he gives us the opportunity to testify powerfully. Not through our own strength, but through Jesus Christ. Because it's Jesus Christ, if we go further, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus and the abundance of grace was evident. Healing comes through the name of Jesus. Everything comes through the name of Jesus. So this morning, my encouragement is truly for each one of us. If we go and look at that little bit of history in Acts and we look at the multiplication that takes place there. I'm not a math boffin, not at all. But that serious numbers very quickly. And that is how our God operates. Our God operates not in human fashion or way. He operates at his level. He's God. If he multiplies in abundance. And then if we go to verse 34 and 35, we see what happens. What's the outflow of that? The outflow of that is there were no individuals in need amongst them. And those who owned land and houses sold them. Now, what's interesting out of that part is it doesn't say the elders stood up and had a big speech about now you need to sell your house, otherwise you are not going to get a blessing. And this is respectfully, guys. I'm honest and serious about this. It is not saying that. It is absolutely saying the individuals among them, God made it, awakened it in their hearts that there's a time to give and there's a time to provide in each other's needs. Now, if you are in need this morning, I may not even be aware of it. The person next to you may not even be aware of it. But if I read that scripture correctly, if we are one as a community in Christ and as a body in Christ and as a church in Christ, this will be an automatic outflow. This will be a testimony for us. Bridge, I want to remind you of a house that we're taking ownership of in a few weeks. That's part of this. That is part of what God is doing within our church. And if I say church, I'm talking about each individual as a church. I'm not talking about a building here. Because God declares you and I the church. We are the church this morning. So bring the proceeds to the apostles, who then distributed the funds to each person according to their needs. According to their needs. We may be in need this morning. And you may have a need spiritually. You may have a need physically. You may have a need of just having an opportunity to have an encounter with the living God. I want to encourage you this morning that God wants to meet you at that point where your need is. And if I go to Barnabas, meaning encouragement, he was a Levite out of the Levitical order, and he had property, and he went out of his own, out of the unction in his heart and out of the compulsion in his heart, he went and he sold that property and he brought the profit of what he sold. He brought that money to the prophets for them to, and the apostles for them to give out as they need. And that verse 36 and 37 is a sermon on its own. Because if you go further into Acts, you see that Barnabas became Peter's and Paul's. He was one of their confidants. He was a person of encouragement. If you are a person of encouragement this morning, I want to say, don't sit back and relax. Be a person of encouragement. Stand up and be an encourager. If you walk into a room this morning, what fragrance are we giving off this morning? Collectively, we're giving off a fragrance. Individually, we're giving off a fragrance. So this morning, if we are called sons of encouragement, daughters of encouragement, I want to ask you, stand up and be an encourager. Sometimes that stretches our comfort zone. If you are introvert, it doesn't come naturally, eh? Am I allow you crack park up of a tsumok? Okay. Great. But it's not about you. It's about Jesus. It's about what Jesus wants to do through you. And Jesus wants to come and encourage us this morning. But he also wants to come and activate us this morning, each one of us, through the scripture. If we go to the first part of the scripture, that is the important part for me in the scripture. And I wrote down something this morning earlier. I just want to get to that. And now I'll need to put on my glasses again. If I stand still at verse 32, I want to summarize verse 32 in saying the following. If I truly believe that we are one and we are part of one body, and in our oneness we will lack nothing, and we will have unity, one in mind, and we will be of one accord. It can only happen if the following statement is part of your journey. I believe in God the Father, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in the virgin birth of Jesus and Jesus Christ, the only Son. I believe that He died for our sins on a cross and that He rose after 3 days. I believe in the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and through the Holy Spirit, we are all one body. I believe in the triune God, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, different in function, but still one. My brother and my sister, if you can say that, and if you can acknowledge this, then I want to encourage you this morning. Stand still at the name of Jesus. Nowhere else. If Donnie ministers where he's got the privilege to minister, I can guarantee you, Donnie, you're not ministering anything else than the name of Jesus. Am I right? My brother and my sister, if you are working where you work, God says, minister my name. Be my hands and feet. If you are in a situation this morning where verses 33 to 35 needs to be tangible in your life, I want to encourage you this morning. Do not stand back. Do not stand back and say, but God, I don't think that you can come through for me. Because God can and God will. Rihanna's testimony speaks for it. And the boldness, I want to really say the boldness that you had and have. Yo, thank you. But that boldness is not just her boldness. Each one of us. Peter can bold wees. You youngsters down there. Ach no, was it Oregon? Yeah. I want to encourage you, you in a generation where the Davids need to stand up. And we can say a lot of things, but you need to stand up in the authority of Jesus Christ. And don't sit back, stand up. Stand up in His authority. I want to conclude. And in my conclusion, I must be honest, there's a few pages that I'm cutting out here this morning, but that's fine. I really believe that's 100% fine. I'm going to conclude by reading the following. And this is specifically, if I would take this particular scripture and I would reword the scripture in today's environment. When we walk out of here, we walk into a world that is broken. We walk into a world that needs light. And we walk into a world that you and I need to be church. But we also need a opportunity to come where we say, but God, when I've got a need, can you provide in my need? Can you heal me, God? Can you be the one on the cross for me? Can you give me life? So what I want to do, and this is, do you have a need this morning? I woke up early morning, and as I was preparing, God just said to me, well, put in something in this envelope and somebody's going to have a need. And I said, but God, how's this going to work this morning? How am I going to give this, and to who am I going to give this, and for what reason? And I truly believe, and this is not to put anybody on the spot this morning, I'm going to give this, and I believe God is going to do something, or it's going to be an answer to a question. I want to come to you. Accept your new passport. Okay. And he says he loves you. I know. Okay, I will go over to the next screen if I get there. Daar sy. Who's daai vir timing? Dankie, Werner. Who's daai vir timing? Okay. What would Acts 4 verse 32 sound like if we would use modern phraseology? In the sense that if we would apply it in the world context out there, it would read something like this. And the multitudes of them that professed were of hard heart and stony souls. And everyone said that all the things which he possessed were his own, and they had all the things in fashion. Yeah, Gucci, Mucci, Machi, and all I like a good. And with the great power, they gave witness to the attractions of this world. Great selfishness was upon them all. And there were many among them that lacked love. For as many as were possessors of land bought more, and sometimes gave a small part thereof in public so that everybody could see. Just saying it. So their names were held in the media and distributed. Distribution of praise was made to everyone according to their desires. This is now, if you would take the same scripture that we read and we would bring it into our current environment. We would bring it into our world that we live in. But this is doom and gloom. This would sound very odd and very strange if I end off in this fashion, in this way. But I'm not going to end off in this fashion. I'm going to say, yes, we are in a world that functions like this. We are in a world that looks and sees and acts the way that is put together. See me. I'm giving this. I'm giving 4 or 5 cars to this guy. I'm giving this to that guy. Oh, no, please, my needs, not your needs. We know all of that is going on in the world. But I'm telling you, the only place and the only person that can change that is the following. Jesus Christ. The scripture started out this morning by saying, and they had all in common. And that is the heading of the scripture. What do we all have in common this morning? If you are sitting here this morning and you don't know this Jesus that I'm talking about, you don't know that Jesus is indwelling. You gave your heart to Jesus. I want to encourage you. There's one place that it can be rectified. Yeah. This morning. If you are sitting here this morning and you're looking at that picture and saying, but the previous slide sounds more like what's going on in my life. I'm battling to get all the fluff sorted out. I'm battling to get my focus back. I want to ask you, who's your first love? Because your first love is standing in front of you this morning. The Holy Spirit was poured out in Acts to enable the church to multiply. To be able to grow beyond measure. The same Spirit is functioning among us. So this morning, if you need a work And if you need the Holy Spirit to come over you and to empower you to go and be church, to go and function in accordance with Acts 3, 32 to 37. I just want you to raise your hand. If you really want God just to say, God, here I am. Thank you. I see that hand. Thank you. Here I am. I want to get more and more of you in my life. Holy Spirit, I want more and more of you in my life, but I want your power upon me. But I also need you this morning. You can just raise your hand. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. God says, I'm seeing you this morning. Thank you. You can bring down your hands. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pray for you. And I truly believe that God's going to work with you this morning. That God's going to come and just pour out firstly his love upon you. If your hand was raised, then your hand was raised because you've got physical needs. Father God, I'm speaking into that situation in this moment. And I'm asking, Father God, unlock the treasures of this world. Unlock the needs of this world so that each person will be no need no more. Have no need no more, Father. Father God, and if hands were raised just to get and have more and a larger portion of your grace and your glory and your power, Holy Spirit, I ask of you that you would just come and flow over each person in this moment. Empower them this morning. Realize one thing, church. The Holy Spirit's already indwelling in you. But the Holy Spirit wants to empower you to be bold, to stand up. And in the boldness this morning, if you are not bold, I want to encourage you, be bold and just stand. I'm not expecting anything else. If you want to make a declaration this morning in the physical and you need boldness this morning, I'm asking you just to stand. Don't worry. Don't look around. Don't worry about the person next to you. Just stand and say, God, I need boldness this morning. I'm asking you, Father God, give me the boldness to act and be your testimony in this world. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Each person standing this morning. Ah, there's a lion in you, and that lion's going to roar. Just give God the opportunity through the Holy Spirit to flow through you. Accept him this morning. Accept his power this morning. He says, I will give you authority. I will give you an opportunity. Not for your glory, but for his name's sake. Ah, my two brothers, you're going to walk. And wherever you walk, God says, I'm going to give you the victory. Doesn't matter where you are. God says, doesn't matter how dark it is around you. He will raise you up. You will be a light this morning. From here on out. And when you get in a situation where you feel timid and you want to fall back on the old ways, God says, I've made you a new creation. And as a new creation, you are already being empowered with the power that raised Jesus out of the dead. It is in you this morning, each one of you. So God, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for each person standing. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are working with each person. Thank you that we are just, oh Jesus, just more and more of you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Spirit. Come now, Holy Spirit, just work amongst us. Gently, softly, Some of us need to be shaken. Oh, Holy Spirit, if you need to shake me this morning, shake me. Start with me. Father God, but if you just need to touch my shoulder this morning, do that this morning. And if you didn't stand up and you feel this move in your heart and you feel that the Holy Spirit's busy with you, He is. He will not leave you alone. He says, I will not leave you alone. I send my son to die on a cross so that you can have life, and that life in abundance. Thank you, Holy Spirit.